Rob, please, listen to me. Try and resist their control. You're not one of them.
You failed, Doctor. Rob is mine. And the last sound you hear will be my laughter as your friend kills you before my eyes. Shoot the Doctor.
I obey!
Rob, no! What? I don't think much of your guns, Geraint.
A dummy weapon, Doctor. We use them to generate the illusion of a fully active platoon and drive away Baral and assaults. I just wanted to see the look on your face when your friend tried to kill you.
You disgust me, Geraint. Renting this entire planet is simply going too far. Thousands, millions must have died, and for what? More money?
Why don't you spare me the prattle of a moralistic Time Lord? I believe I have thought of the perfect way to punish you for your past interference in my affairs. I'm sure you'll enjoy being a soldier, after a little brain rinsing, of course.
You'd be making a mistake, Geraint. I very much doubt that machine will work on a Time Lord.
Well, we'll find out, won't we? Have the guards escort the Doctor to the conditioning chamber and keep this area under guard.
Understood, sir! Guards!
I'm looking forward to this, Doctor. I wonder how loud a Time Lord can scream.
Let go! Get off me!
How do you think the Doctor's doing?
Maybe he's rescuing your friend as we speak. Or maybe he's already dead. There are thousands of Scraith soldiers and brainwashed humans up there.
Oh no! I have to get after him!
Wait! What was that?
There's nothing there.
Scraith! Men! We are surrounded! Fall back!
Comfortable, Doctor?
These straps are a bit chafing. So, this is your conditioning machine, eh? Better get started then, my brain could do with a quick rinse.
Your facetious sense of humour will be the first thing you lose, Doctor.
You mean this machine will make me as witty as you are?
Come now, Doctor, don't be rude. You sound like Emperor Nal.
Oh yes, I'd almost forgotten. You're a Scraith yourself, aren't you? Am I right in thinking you're a member of the Reptilian caste?
That is correct, Doctor. One of the few to have ever ascended to such power.
The evolved caste keeps you and the other castes subdued, don't they?
Yes, they call themselves evolved, but most of them are arrogant, stubborn, thick-headed fools pursuing a conflict that none of the other castes are concerned about.
It's a sad way for any race to live.
Emperor Nal, our forces are pulling back and moving towards the transports.
And the groundcracker drills?
Yes, Your Highness. The necessary tunnels are complete.
Well done. That short-sighted fool Geraint didn't even realize what a potent combination of technology he had been selling us.
The Galactic Bank will be most displeased with us, will they not?
Tor Geraint is not to be given any warning about what is going to happen here. In fact, dispatch some human soldiers to execute him. It is bad enough that a reptilian has ascended to such levels of power. But to now control the destiny of our people, I will not have that. Geraint must die.
I understand, Your Highness. But will the Galactic Bank not want to know what happened to their leader?
Ha! Those spineless bankers have no loyalty. They serve whoever pays their wages.
Oh, you perceive the situation quite brilliantly, Your Highness.
Yes, I know. Come. We must leave this place. Commence the detonation countdown and order all forces to commence complete evacuation. Once we have reached our mothership in orbit, we shall detonate the charges in the groundcracker drills.
And the humans who serve us, what do you wish done with them?
Leave them behind to guard this facility, just in case. They can die with their planet.
I'm surprised Emperor Gnarl didn't use the reptilians as cannon fodder, rather than relying on humans.
I believe that may have been his intention.
So you sold him the brainwashing technology? I imagine your Emperor is displeased that you're making him pay the same rates as the Baralans.
It is always best to finance both sides of a conflict, Doctor.
Even if you're financing a war that will result in the death of your own people?
They ceased to be my people some time ago, Doctor. Do you have any idea what it was like trapped in my homeworld? Forced to choose between a career as a farmer or a servant?
Actually, that may be the one thing about you that I do understand.
That was a long time ago. I have moved on to greater things, and I suspect you have as well. You use the power you have to affect the universe.
I try not to interfere, only to explore and observe.
Well, you've certainly interfered in my plans. What was it you said last time we met? You did not tolerate my exploitation?
That's right, and I stand by that.
Well then, tolerate this.
The Baron asked not to be disturbed.
Forgive the intrusion, Baron, but I bring important news. Our patrols have all filed simultaneous reports, all of them stating that the Skraith are in full retreat. They're abandoning their positions around the planet.
Full retreat? Surely not. By all counts, the Skraith were ordering enough new weaponry to keep the war going.
Shall I order our forces to advance?
No, not yet. This could be a trap. The Baron is suspicious.
But this is our chance, sir. We'll never get an opportunity like this again.
Very well. Have our forward positions advance towards the Skraith headquarters. Perhaps the Doctor has something to do with this.
At once, sir!
Captain!
No news of the Doctor, your full-bellyedness. He went on alone.
Do not give up hope yet, Captain Kane. There may be a chance to save the Doctor.
The Skraith are in full retreat. The Baron is personally leading the triumphant charge of our armies towards the main Skraith headquarters. Hold your position until we arrive. We shouldn't be too long. We have encountered no resistance.
There's something else, your vastness. We thought there was a Skraith platoon in the tunnels with us. We investigated and found nothing. But when we returned, we realized Nick had vanished.
The Baron feels deep concern for young Nick. Captain, you must rescue him!
Gods! Gods!
So, am I supposed to be brainwashed now?
The power has failed. Where are the guards?
Is it lunchtime? I'd be happy to take a message to reception for you if you'd like.
Cease your prattle, Doctor. Ah, there you are.
Quiet, reptile! We are not going to be doing anything for a greedy coward like you!
Excuse me?
Emperor Gnarl has ordered your execution for betraying the Skraith people.
I see. Well, I understand.
Step away from those controls.
It's always a good idea to have a way of taking away whatever you sell. You never know when the market is going to go boom!
Oh dear. Tell Kenneth, less bang, more flash in his pyrotechnics, darling.
Emperor Gnarl must have sent these men. Perhaps he's decided to reclaim your banker's pension. Surely you didn't expect to get away with 650,000 credits a year.
I think, for the moment, I am safer with you, Doctor. Although, if we need it, I happen to have a personal teleporter which would take us to my ship.
I doubt your ship will be able to make it out of here without being shot down by the Baralans. Unless the Skraith shoot it down first. Actually, let's face it, if you try and leave this planet, anyone with a plasma cannon primed is liable to have a go. I can help you get out of here, save your life for what it's worth, but only if you end this monstrous brainwashing program and give your victims back their free will.
A fair trade, Doctor. The machine places an implant in the mind of the subject, which can then receive information and conditioning from the central transmitter.
You'll have to lead me to that transmitter. I've got a plan.
Doctor! Doctor! There don't seem to be any guards around. What's going on?
Doctor! Where are you?
Halt! In the name of the Skraith Empire!
Rob? Rob, is that you?
My designated title is Lieutenant Macau!
Oh, Rob, what have they done to you?
You must die! Horribly!
Rob, no, listen. You're not a soldier for these aliens. You're not even from this time. You're not one of them, Rob. They've brainwashed you. Turned you against us, against your friends.
Your words make no sense.
Come on, Rob. Look at those Skraith masters of yours. You're not one of them. They are using you. You're Rob Macau.
Geraint, do you know where we are? All these corridors look exactly the same to me. I trust you're not leading me in circles. What are you finding so funny now?
It is a most ironic situation. You and I have been forced to work together to overcome a common enemy, which also happens to be my own race. You've got to laugh, really, haven't you? Human?
Is that supposed to be an insult?
No, look, there's a human guard behind you.
Duck! We surrender. Don't move, Geraint.
Guards, you will obey your Skraith masters. You are no longer needed. Terminate yourself.
No, stop.
Understood.
Have you no respect for any kind of life? We could have saved that man.
With him guarding that door, we would never have gotten inside. How did you propose to deal with the situation?
In a way that didn't involve senseless murder.
We don't have time for your moralizing, Doctor. Come along. We need to reach that transmitter. And I believe the guard is off duty.
You like the Beatles and the Super Fairies. You hate clear waters. You once accidentally sat on a pumpkin at junior school. You always want to be the boot in Monopoly.
The boots? No.
It is an honour to fight for our Emperor!
Rob, do you remember the Doctor?
Do you remember the Doctor?
Do you remember the Doctor?
The Doctor!
Come on, Rob, think! I know you can break through the brainwashing if you try hard enough. What would your mum think?
Mum! I remember! 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 Chicken nuggets for tea!
Oh, you remember the Doctor?
Doctor!
It doesn't bother you, does it? Not in the least.
Not really, no. Looks like the room's empty.
Don't you find it odd how such an important room was left with only one man to guard it?
Now that you mention it, I do.
We haven't seen a single Skraith since the two that tried to kill you. They must have abandoned the planet. But why? Was the war really going that badly?
Not bad enough for Emperor Nal to call a retreat.
Can we access a strategic map from here?
I believe so. There. It looks like the Skraith sent all their human soldiers onto the front lines. And according to this, orders were given for all Skraith personnel to fall back to the mothership in orbit around Earth. It looks like the defense grid has been disabled as well.
The Baron will probably be on his way then. But why? Why would they retreat?
And leave behind millions of credits worth of military equipment.
Wait! What exactly were they buying from you?
Nothing worth mentioning, really. Plasma cannons, antimatter warheads, an awful lot of drilling equipment.
This drilling equipment? Why did they need it?
I assume it was for constructing some kind of underground base.
Unless its purpose had already been fulfilled. Grain, give me access to that transmitter.
I've already accessed the power supply. I just need to enter my codes and...
Right, this system relies on electromagnetics and ultrasonics, so all I need to do is send a cancellation wave and the effects of your brainwashing should be cancelled. Hold on, this may set your teeth on edge.
I will kill you with my bare hands!
Wake up, Rob! This isn't you! Get off me!
In the name of the Emperor, you must die!
Nick? What? What am I doing here? Why do I have my hands around your throat? Have we fallen out over Monopoly again? Have the damn boot if it means so much to you!
Rob, are you alright? Do you remember anything?
I remember some green, hissing bloke. And then... Why am I wearing a uniform?
It's kind of a long story. I'm just glad I managed to get through to you. And you were strong enough to break through the brainwashing. I suppose I better open that.
The Baron has arrived!
Baron? What are you doing here?
The Baron is leading the charge to victory. The wretched Skraith have retreated, and soon the Baralans will win the war and free this planet.
Well, that's great news.
The Baron has no time for chit-chat. Where is the Doctor?
I haven't seen him. He insisted on going alone.
The Baron thinks the Doctor may be the one who disabled the brainwashing transmitter.
He saved us. Rob, the Doctor saved us after all.
Oh, where's the Doctor?
Come, we shall find the Doctor. The Baron strongly suspects he will be in...
the control room.
I think I've worked out what's going on. You should have paid more attention to what you were selling to them, Garain. With the amount of weaponry you've sold them, not to mention that drilling equipment, I think the Skraith plan to blow apart this entire planet.
That's not possible. They stabbed me in the back. Let's get the strategy map back up. We'll soon see if you're right. No. They have drilled into the crust of the Earth and planted antimatter warheads, which they plan to detonate.
Garain, do you know how much time we have?
About 20 minutes. We need to get out of here.
Can you disable the countdown from here?
No. It appears that the detonation is being controlled from the mothership in orbit. There's nothing we can do.
The Baron knew you'd be here, Doctor. Was it you who disabled the transmitter?
With some help from Tor Garain here, yes, Baron.
Reptilian Popinjay, I should tear you limb from limb for what you have done.
Lay one finger on me, Baron, and Baralis shall be the next planet I buy.
Why, you!
Baron, no! Leave him! Rob, good to see you're all right. How are you?
A little dizzy, but fine, thanks, Doctor.
I thought I might have been the one to talk him out of the conditioning, Doctor.
I'm afraid that's very doubtful, Nick. His mind would have been held in a grip of iron until the controlling machinery was shut down.
Gentlemen, might I broach the topic of our impending doom? We don't have much time left.
Geraint's right. The Skraith has set up antimatter devices near the Earth's core, and they're planning to detonate them very soon.
But that would surely blow the planet apart! The Baron is disgusted by the insanity of his enemies. What can we do to stop the detonation of these devices?
I'm afraid there's nothing we can do from here, but Torgrain has a teleporter on his person, and I would be willing to transport to the Skraith mothership and attempt to negotiate for the safety of this planet.
Oh, blimey, Doctor!
They'd shoot you on sight, Doctor!
The Baron agrees with your young friend, Doctor. One cannot negotiate with the Skraith. They are devious and without nobility.
Could we transport a weapon or something up there?
The teleporter is designed to carry some extra items for business trips. We could transport a weapon up, but there is nothing we could use that will be powerful enough to destroy the mothership.
Unless it were an antimatter device.
That would wipe out every Skraith on that ship. It would be mass murder. Why does the solution have to be a violent one?
There's plenty of unused weaponry in the cargo bay, Baron. I think I saw a few antimatter devices down there.
There must be another way.
Is there anything we can do, Doctor?
Captain, would you fetch one of those antimatter devices, please?
Right away, Baron.
May only have minutes, Doctor.
The Baron never should have brought war to this planet. And now perhaps he can stop the war.
I see what you're thinking, Baron. You were always a formidable opponent.
As Emperor Nahl will soon discover, to his cost.
You'll be needing my teleporter then.
I have the device here, my Baron.
Hand me the teleporter.
Baron? What are you doing?
You are a wise man, Doctor. And the Baron thanks you for saving his life and helping him see the mistakes he has made.
No, Baron, you can't do this. There must be another way. I can't let you slaughter the Skraith.
The Baron acknowledges your wisdom, Doctor, but this must happen. Hopefully then, Baralans can finally be at peace.
It has been an honor to serve you, my Baron.
Thank you, Captain. Goodbye, my friends.
There must be a way round this.
My Emperor, the countdown nears completion.
Excellent. I shall enjoy watching this planet die. What's going on?
Someone is teleporting aboard the bridge, my lord.
Wait. That's
the Baron of Baralis!
You were a fool to come here, Baron. You, like the rest of your wretched people, shall perish at the hands of the Skraith.
Ha! The planet of Baralis will never fall to the Skraith! The Baron will make sure of it!
My Emperor, he has a weapon!
Stop him! At once!
The Baron is...
Sorry.
The Baron. He's gone.
Yes. He gave his life to save the planet. Perhaps finally the Baralans can have some peace. Thanks to the Baron.
I will see to it that he is remembered for all time for his actions.
I hope you also see to it that this war ends now, Captain. The Baron gave his life for the cause of peace.
Don't worry, Doctor. With their Emperor gone, I think the Scraith will be just as glad to end the war as we are.
It's only a pity the war couldn't have ended peacefully. A lot of people must have perished when that command ship exploded.
The war's over though, isn't it, Doctor?
Yes, Nick. But the end never justifies the means.
Oh, I beg to differ.
Garain! Your weapons nearly destroyed the Earth. You will be punished for your crimes.
Oh? What crimes? I'm an innocent in all this. There's no evidence I was ever involved. Where's your proof?
Garain, there will come a time when you will need to answer for your crimes.
Perhaps, but not today. Today has been a good day. It was a pleasure working with you, Doctor. Until we meet again.
What was that?
He must have had another teleporter. He's escaped again!
Nice of Captain Kane to have his men bring the TARDIS here for us.
Though it seems Garain gave us all the slip.
We just heard word from the bank. Garain's giving the humans their planet back, free of charge. On top of that, he's financing the reconstruction effort. I just don't understand why.
Because it suits his interests. He can clean up the mess here and pin the blame on everyone else.
One day, Doctor, someone needs to stop him.
Yes, one day.
Nick?
Yeah?
It's really strange. I know nobody believed that it was you who got through to me, but I did. I heard something weird in my head. I think you're actually getting through to me back there and, well, I just want to say thanks. Thanks for trying.
Anytime, mate. Anytime.
Well, anytime I'm brainwashed, you mean?
Well, yes. And next time we play Monopoly, you can have the boot.
Oh, what about old Snake Face then?
You know, I really thought there may have been a glimmer of hope for him, but something tells me he's not going to change.
Ah, I don't think there's much hope to be found in this era, Doctor.
Yeah, I thought the future would be a time of peace, with things like war forgotten. But it looks like some things never change.
I'm sorry I brought you both here. But I think, in times like this, amidst all the chaos and death, there are still admirable things to be found in ordinary people. The Baron of Baralis gave his life to save the people of this world, and his own. All we can do is learn from things like this. Come along.
We're back here again.
What's going on? Why are we back here, Doctor? Come and take a look.
Oh, bother. We seem to be back in our own pasts again. This really won't do. Imagine the upset to the timelines if we were to meet one another.
Well, looks like back into the TARDIS once again.
For once you might be right, Rob. Glimpsing the past, or the future, is never a good thing.